If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we celebrate this final week before Christmas, as we recognize the call that you give to us to look forward to the second coming of the Lord in joy as we remember the first coming, and as we look at the O antiphons that we recognize this week. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is indeed the last week before Christmas, even though it is the third week of Advent. As I explained to you earlier, the fourth week of Advent is only 24 hours. Only once in like every 7 years or so is it ever actually 7 days. It's always a shorter version. And this year, it's one of the shortest versions. It is. Last year, it was the longest. It was all 7 days. This year, it is 24 hours. So we're really the last week before Christmas. And we are also exactly today 1 week before Christmas. We are on the 18th, which of course plus 7 equals 25. So next week is Christmas. The week after that, exactly 7 days, of course, is the first of the year and all the celebration there. So now we're really into that special time of the year, even among people who don't believe at all, because we all know that this is a time where people recognize the holidays, as they will use. By the way, if someone says to you, happy holidays, don't be offended, because don't forget there are other holidays during this time. There is Christmas, but there's also Hanukkah. And so Hanukkah is, especially as Catholics, it's just as much connected to us during this time as Christmas, because Hanukkah is found in the Book of Maccabees, which is not in a non-Catholic Bible. So keep that in mind, that as Catholics, we have a special relationship to the celebration of Hanukkah. All Christians do, because it's part of the history of the Jews, but as Catholics, we have that special relationship. So keep that in mind. Hanukkah is a special time for us as well. But anyway, we're also looking at the O antiphons, and that is when you'll hear antiphons during Mass. And today, the antiphon is, O leader of the house of Israel, giver of the law to Moses on Sinai, come to rescue us with your mighty power. So that is the O antiphon for today. And it really reflects the first reading that we are looking for. The first reading today, by the way, comes from Jeremiah. And of course, Jeremiah, the prophet, was called at a very young age, and he had a powerful message that nobody liked, except for obviously those who understood that he was serious and he was speaking a powerful message. And he was the one they tried to eliminate, they tried to kill, they threw him down a well even. And he is, I like to call him the prophet with Tourette's, because there's a point in there where he wants to stop prophesying. And so he just tries to hold the words in and they come out anyway, which is very similar to anyone who has suffered from Tourette's will tell you it's exactly what goes on. By the way, speaking of that, if you want to know what Tourette's can be like, go see the movie Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. It's a great movie, and everyone I know who has Tourette's says, yep, that's exactly what Tourette's is like. And so you have an understanding. You also have an understanding from the prophet Jeremiah. And we're looking at a powerful prophecy today where Jeremiah is speaking of the days that are coming. And notice what's being said, that there will come a time that all the world well, we always recognize that prophecy. We'll recognize the God of the Jews. But now in this time, we see that Israel and Judah will be restored, which, by the way, has happened. And now the Lord is the Lord of justice, who will bring people who were spread from all over the world, the Jews who were spread all over the world, back to the land that the Lord gave to them, which, by the way, is exactly what has happened. We know that we're not at a final stage of that by any stretch of the imagination because of all the conflict going on right now in Israel. However, and Gaza Strip and all that, but we know that that is part of the prophecy being called back. Interesting thing, we don't necessarily agree with him, but he's one of these people that even if, no, if you don't agree with him, he's an important person to listen to, and that's Alexander Dugin. And he explained at the very beginning of this whole thing going on in the Middle East that if you don't understand eschatology, you won't understand what's going on. Now, whether you want to accept that or not, but it's an important aspect of it. And that's what he said. If you don't understand eschatology, you won't understand. Eschatology is a study of the end of the world. If you don't understand eschatology, you won't understand what is going on. So it was an important thing for him to say. It doesn't mean we necessarily agree with it, but we know people are thinking that way, especially those in Eastern Europe who are supporting Russia. Now, we don't necessarily agree with that, but you have to understand, you need to know what information is coming in from all sides. That's why we believe in freedom of speech, because we believe in gathering information from all sides so we can have an understanding what is going on. We're going to be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish, St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back right after this. Hey, I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, first of all, you know you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. That's our chanted Mass, by the way. But if you're looking to see whether or not you want to make this your permanent home, I've got an idea for you. The standing invitation is always there, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. But if you like, you say, well, I'm not ready to contribute yet. I'm not ready to donate yet. But you don't want to just sit there, hands hanging. Here's what to do. Write the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. That's all. Just that's it. And now that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. If you do that in any other parish or church, they're going to go, what in the world is this? What is that Father Carr doing now? So anyway, if you want it, so don't do it anywhere else. Just at St. Anthony in Allston. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this stand invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw away from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And do remember, don't throw the stone. So anyway, we're back. And we're talking about this powerful time. And we're talking about this prophecy that has come from Jeremiah the prophet. And we're, in a sense, seeing that prophecy come together because, remember, kind of look at this from, we'll say, the second century AD. Okay, second century. Remember, at that point, the Jewish state did not exist. And of course, Jews ended up all over the world. And then we see the great horrors of the Holocaust. And yes, the Holocaust actually happened. And if you are a Catholic and you say the Holocaust didn't happen, then you also say that there were no Catholics that died during the Holocaust. And there were plenty who were targeted for various reasons, including Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who gave his life for a Jewish man. And remember, the difference between the Jews and everyone else is they were put into the concentration camps because they were Jewish and for no other reason. So, yes, the Holocaust existed. And then we see all of a sudden this land is now in the possession of the Jews. and Israel, and this is the prophecy part, as it comes back together, prophecy that we find in Jeremiah. That's not, you know, all this wild stuff. That isn't, you know, oh, that's that weird conspiracy stuff. No, this is what Jeremiah said would happen, and this is what is going on. And also, it may reflect another thing that's important, and I know there are certain Catholics, even very high, very prominent Catholics in certain circles that deny the Holocaust, which, by the way, is illegal in Germany, according to Feli from Germany on YouTube, who deny the Holocaust. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. The Holocaust actually happened. And in light of that, we're seeing this powerful call that Jeremiah says that that there will come a time that all the Jews will be gathered in Israel, and we're seeing that time now. And a powerful moment. Now, that doesn't mean that we support the war. That doesn't mean we support the war going on both sides. That means we support a peaceful acknowledgement of the realities that have happened to all peoples in the world, including those who are those who are Muslims and those who are Jews trying to live in that one spot. But it also means that we do not believe that this violence and this attack and this terrorism is ever an answer to anyone. And therefore, it's important. I think maybe one of the most important things we can do as Catholics is remember that we can't tolerate anyone who says, and there are some prominent Catholics out there who says the Holocaust did not exist. No, I'm sorry. And I think we can go back to Jeremiah and say, you know, the Holocaust is real, and the response to it is what we see as a Jewish land, as predicted by Jeremiah. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.